95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog. Riggs intern Steve on a Black Friday. Josh and Amelia S.R. Perrott are here in a Morning Hog Brew Review. It's happy hour. Yeah, by the way, yesterday happy hour was 9:15 a.m. when I started drinking before the turkey.
Oh, yeah.
How about you?
I smoked the turkey, so the whole time.
Yeah, and Steve did too, but he did not have any meat. Get it?
Right. Yeah, he rolled the turkey.
Look out. Hello, Steve. Comments? He was watching the parade.
No, thank you.
We texted during the parade and whatnot. And I got into some bourbon, I'm just saying. So it's good to have just beer back here now. And you brought a couple other tasty beers that we'll be enjoying. What's next?
You want to go with Leinenkugel?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right,
I love saying Leinenkugel.
Leinenkugel.
Yeah.
Toasted Bock.
Oh, I've never had this.
Not toasted book.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, like Johann Bock. Is this new? I've never seen this.
It's new
before.
For us.
Okay.
Typically, you know, we do their summer shandy. In the past, we've done their pumpkin and I believe their cranberry gingerbread or something like that. So we're giving this a different one a shot.
Okay.
Box of great styles of beer, a little bit darker.
I didn't even know they did this.
Ooh, yep. Smell.
I mean, if you've had a Leinenkugel product and you've had one of those shandies or whatever, this is a big leap from that.
Point. Right. So it's a little bit of off the beaten path because they're so well known for their shandies. So to get into this style with this name is a little
bit
different.
Quite smooth.
Right.
Ooh, this is really good. I'm surprised.
5.1%. 5.1. Okay. Could have a danger element to it. Now, here's one of those where you're not seeing it as a dark, roasted look.
Right.
So maybe if you closed your eyes, you really wouldn't even know that's a dark beer.
I would say if you were to, color-wise, pretty close to a Yingling.
Yeah.
A little darker.
Okay.
All relatively mild, though.
Exactly, yeah. Nothing punching you in the face.
Right.
Just a very easy drinking beer, especially for colder weather, which keeps fluctuating in and out for us, and I'm getting very upset.
Me too.
Jacket, no jacket.
Yeah, I just keep a jacket on the passenger seat of the car in case I need it at any given time.
And start a fire at the house, and then it gets too hot from the fire.
And by the way, at the Hops and Hoods Festival tomorrow, I'm going to show up in like a snowsuit, and then I'm going to bring a tank top under it, so I'll be covered either way.
Just do the top half snowsuit and shorts on the bottom.
Roll it down, exactly, like a NASCAR driver.
Right. I usually show up shirtless, and everybody gets really mad.
No, I think, why not?
And then they start sweating?
Well, they're maybe jealous instead of mad.
Is that what it is?
Should be. Yeah,
they ask me where sweater comes in.
I've seen your social media photos. I know about them. Will any of this stuff be out there tomorrow, by the way? Do you know if these will be?
Allagash, definitely. These other ones are a little bit more limited, so they will not. Okay. So you'll have to look for your local retailers. Right.
Sorry, suckers, but come on out. Allagash.
Okay, so yeah, it says it's a light, smooth, and slightly toasty version of a Bock beer. Mm. Yeah, toasty.
Speaking of slightly toasty, Steve, you lived in Germany.
Yeah, for 6 years.
What? Look at that. How about that? Not in the 1700s, unless he's just time traveled.
It was much later than that.
Do you know anybody named Leinenkugel?
I do not.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
But I did visit the new Schweinstein Castle.
Josh will introduce you. You'll like it. He'll coach you a Leinenkugel.
We should all know a Leinenkugel.
Yeah, we'll get a phone book out later. It'll be fun. All right, what's next? You got a bottle. You're going to need a bottle opener.
Lagunitas.
I don't think we've done Lagunitas for a little while.
No.
It has been a minute.
Yeah. What is that?
Whoa. Contents under fresher. So
get it?
Uh-oh.
It's a fresh hop IPA with Mosaic, Citra, Simcoe, and Sabro hops.
Bring them.
Okay.
Bring those hops over here right now.
Did I pronounce that right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So this
get your
is probably
taste buds ready.
Exactly. I think I haven't tried this yet, but assuming the description is correct, I'm expecting some big hop flavor, quite a bit of bitterness.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It burned all my nose hair.
The line of Lagunitas beers always got the hop forward. But
right. But these are fresh cone hops, so they're not using those pellets.
Smells bitter as F.
Yeah. Mm. I'm actually looking forward to it. I don't know what the ABV is on this one.
Thank you.
This is our first time.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a 7.7.
All right, so yes, that'll get it done.
Percent.
Hi-yo!
Now, this I could jump on board with.
Oh, I love this beer. Oh, my God, I love this beer.
You guys are hop heads.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're palate wreckers, right? Where you taste it and it coats your tongue. And this is, I don't really know how to describe it without saying it's still.
It quickly dissipates.
Exactly.
Okay, so you haven't tried this yet.
Have you exhaled yet?
Yes. I'm getting a fruit on the back.
I'm getting a hop.
Yeah.
You get a hop?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like I'm getting some sort of fruity thing in there. Almost peachy.
Okay. You always get different fruits with different hops. Like you said, these are fresh.
But it's not piney hops.
Exactly. No. These are more those fruit-forward hops. You get a little bit of the resin.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm getting on the exhale.
Right.
Very cool beer.
Okay, I
like it.
Yeah, I really like this one.
I'm very
for sure.
excited about this beer.
Dude, it says it's a one-hitter release.
You want to so it means it's limited
one
release.
One-hitter quitter.
That's it.
Of course. You better not start liking this too much because it's going to disappear. So along with the Leinenkugels, these are stuff people need to go now.
Exactly. Right? The Leinenkugels, you probably have some time on, probably another month or so. These, I think we only got in 30 cases.
Well, they come in four packs.
Really? Right.
Yeah, nice. So it's a Lagunitas 4-pack.
Okay,
yeah, so their limited releases lately have been coming in those 4-pack, 12-ounce bottles.
I will
just
be
because in. You don't want to hammer through a 6-pack because you probably won't remember the last two.
Well, srbroad.com/beerfinder, we can find them. But where else do we know that these will be maybe still lingering around the shelves?
So like I said, Allagash is going to have pretty much distribution everywhere, so they won't be too difficult to find. The Leinenkugel, Publix's, Total Wines, ABC's, and same with the Lagunitas.
All right, so tomorrow it's on. Now, while you guys will be working, you will be available.
Yes.
For questions about beer, comments about beer.
Yes.
We're going to be out there doing a little Morning Hog brew review on site. And you've got tons and tons of people out there, right?
I mean, I prefer my questions in writing. That way I can get back to you.
Submit those on an index card. Yeah, we'll get you an index card if you have a question for Josh. But you've got a ton of cool brewers out there.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So there's going to be over 40 brands to try and various different styles on top of that as well.
That's not 40 beers. That's 40 brands.
Yeah, right. Brands.
And most of them have 2 to 3 styles.
Oh, look at that. You do the math, exactly. Steve. Don't do it now.
40.
No, don't do it now.
120.
Don't do it now. Don't do it now.
Come find us. If you have been to the Turkey Run at all and you know where the main bar is out there called Beers and Gears,
yes.
You go find Beers and Gears, and the beer festival is right across the street from Beers and Gears.
Excellent.
Open from 12 to 4.
12 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when people are getting their Turkey Run tickets, do they need to like say, well, I want to go to Hops and Hoods also, or then you get
So you're right. Yeah. So to get into the Turkey Run, I believe it's $15 at
the door.
It's
easy. Yeah, it's cheap.
Yeah, then the beer festival tickets, they are actually, because it's a car event, they're very aware of this, and so...
Sure.
They are actually doing 10 beer samples for $10 or something like that, or $5 for 4 samples. But the prices of the beer, I mean, it's better to do the beer festival than to buy regular priced beer around the event.
Right.
Yes, it is.
It's way more of a deal.
And you get more variety.
You get better beer,
way
you
more
get more variety.
Variety.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So it's a long day. I mean, it's like you could come out to get there early because on Saturday it's the busiest day. There's a ton of traffic.
Right.
And then
there's a lot of stuff to see out there.
Yeah, I mean, come sample some stuff. Go look at some stuff.
You
come
may
back
even
and sample some stuff.
Yeah, you may even end up on an episode of the Brew Review.
Exactly.
Because we're going to be out there with cameras, microphones. I'm super psyched. Steve, you ready? What are you going to wear? Don't tell me.
Probably nothing.
Okay.
Nice.
I shouldn't have asked. Right?
Just a diaper.
I could have just not asked. And then...
Yeah.
Well, got 4 hours. 4 hours of beer samples.
That would
Those
be
Those things
so
will add
funny.
Up.
If Chipwood is looking for Steve, you know where we'll be.
Find the guy in the diaper.
I'm bringing the sheriff. SRBroad.com/beerfinder for all these great flavors you had today. We will see you tomorrow. Hey, instead of doing Black Friday shopping for yourself today, just buy yourself tickets to come and join us tomorrow,
right?
Hey, cheers.
Well, cheers to that.
Cheers.
Hey. Yeah. Cheers.